I just wanted to take the fact that we've talked about telling your story and how that heals. And I wanted to talk through some journal prompts and some affirmations. So just take a moment, and you can get a pen and paper if you want. Or you can just think about this. One, what is a part of my story I've been afraid to tell? You don't have to think it deeply. You might just want to hold that somewhere in your mind. Just let it percolate. Let it have time to just sit. Two, what would it feel like to give that part of me a voice? And just think about that, that hurt, that sad. Whatever that part of you is that holds the story, how would it feel if you made friends with that part of you? Three, what message did I need to hear during that difficult time? So perhaps think about what would have supported you. What would you have loved someone to say to you? Sometimes it's as simple as, I've got you. We'll get through this together. Other times it's just, I'm here. What did you need to hear? Four. What strength did you develop by going through that part of your story? How did you become because of what you went through? Five, how can you honour your healing journey without rushing it? So imagine for a moment you are sitting opposite the you that wanted to tell this story. And imagine this you was your best friend. What would you want to do for them to make this part of their healing feel calmer or easier? Six, what does it mean to own my story, to integrate all the differing parts of me? What does it mean to be seen, to be heard, to hold yourself? And you might want to take a moment to think about your most authentic friend or person in your life. How do they inspire you to want to own your story? Seven. Who are you becoming because of what you've lived through? How have you taken these difficult times and grown? That's it. Just take time. You might not want to answer them now, but just be aware. And then I want to just share some affirmations that I believe will really support you to know that you are enough and for storytelling and healing. The first one, my story matters, even if no one else has heard it yet. Another one, I honour where I've been and who I've become. Every part of me deserves a voice, not just the polished parts, every part. I am not my pain, I am what I've done with it. It is safe to share. When I am ready, my voice is enough. Healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means remembering with compassion and kindness. And all of these affirmations can support you as you start to become more comfortable with telling your story.